With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Former President Donald Trump was not holding back today during a huge rally in Pennsylvania. He not only expressed sharp criticism of Kamala Harris, he also had quite a description of President Biden's foreign policy.
I will say this about Biden. He's the single greatest expert on foreign policy in history. You know what that means? If you did the exact opposite of what he suggested every single time, you'd go down as the greatest foreign policy president in history. If you did the exact opposite.
Also at SRNnews.com, former Israeli ambassador to the United States, Dr. Michael Oren, says he's not convinced by Hamas claims the war has caused a serious food shortage in Gaza.
This talk about, you know, famine, food shortage in Gaza. Our military, our sources say that it's not true. It's not the first time we've heard this.
He adds the opposite is the truth.
True, they'll claim that the, you know, per capita Palestinians in Gaza are receiving more calories today than before the war.
Ukrainian government officials say a video showing dozens of North Korean soldiers trying on Russian military uniforms and gear aims at to intimidate Ukrainian forces. The video, obtained by the Ukraine's Center for Strategic Communications and Information Security, is said to show North Korean soldiers standing in line to pick up bags, clothes, and other apparel from Russian servicemen. France's foreign minister has pledged his support for Ukraine's plan to end the war in Russia. He says he will work with Ukrainian officials to secure other nations' backing for the proposal. The so-called victory plan was unveiled by Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky earlier this week. It hopes to compel Russia to end its invasion of Ukraine through negotiations. You'll find more online at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Would you like your pastor to endorse politicians? With more, here's Michael Arrington.
The fact is, if a clergyman promotes a candidate for office from the pulpit, he puts the church's tax-exempt status at risk, and a Lifeway research poll finds 98% of preachers never do it. However, the same poll indicates nearly one-third of Americans see no problem with a pastor urging people to vote for a particular politician during his sermon. 45% don't mind clergy endorsements so long as they happen outside of church. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Persecution of Christians around the world is at a peak that may have no precedent in modern history. However, the faith continues to spread. The Pew Research Center projects by the year 2060, there will be 34% more Christians on earth than there were in 2015. Experts say most of that increase will come in Africa, Asia, and Latin America, shifting the center of Christianity to the global south. This is SRN News. Journalism funders are committing $20 million in grants to 205 small local news outlets. Here's John Scott.
Press Forward says that's double what it had intended to give out. Newly funded groups include Black Iowa News, an outlet that began during the COVID era to deliver news about the pandemic. Another is the Nome Nugget, a newspaper that covers a wide swath of western Alaska. Most of the news organizations will get roughly $100,000 in general operating funds. Press Forward says it doubled its planned funding after being overwhelmed with applicants. John Scott reporting.
At least seven people have been killed today after part of a ferry dock collapsed at Georgia's Seppalo Island. Several others injured. Coast Guard crews, the McIntosh County Fire Department, the Georgia Department of Natural Resources, and others were searching for any other survivors. The investigation is underway there. You'll find more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.